So let's call the meeting to order. Thank you all for being here. Happy New Year to all. Let's start on the agenda.
Here.
Why?
That's a good start.
We gave notice of the meeting to members properly.
It's thick paper.
Oh.
Ran out of thin, sorry.
No complaints. We've circulated the minutes for review. Any suggested, that would be the December meeting minutes. Any suggested changes? I move we adopt the minutes as drafted.
I second.
Oh, come on, Emma.
2 seconds? Is there a third? The minutes are approved. Treasurer's report. How are we doing, Sam?
We're doing fine. We started December with a balance of $26,810. We had expenses of $1,352. We had contributions, deposits of $1,500, which left us with a balance of
$26,957. Great.
The budget has now been updated through December. Thank you, Sarah. And it'll be posted online.
A reminder to all, next meeting in February is our annual meeting. At the annual meeting, we'll present the budget. We will have presented and circulated the budget for review and potential approval. We'll also be voting on officers for the year going forward. 10 days before, we'll circulate a slate. At the meeting, there can be nominations and voting on members other than the slate, potentially to serve on the board. My quick caucus reveals to me that the existing board is prepared to continue in its service, and that will likely be the slate. So we invite other interested folks. Is that an agenda item? Did I skip ahead anywhere?
No, I have one thing to add. In the treasurer's report, I just wanted to report on the contributions report from 2017 in response to our appeal letter that was sent out in September. As of the end of, well, as of today, we received 229 responses for a total of $17,835. The average contribution being $77, as opposed to last year when we had, instead of 229, we had 199 for a total contribution of $13,900. So we're up almost $4,000 over last year, and it was an increase of $4,000 in 17 over the contributions in 16. So
wonderful.
The community is responding wonderfully to our appeal, and I want to express our gratitude to the community for supporting us as we go forward.
Absolutely. Thank you. Harry.
On the election procedure, it seems to me that there's an anomaly in the fact that we have to post the proposed slate 10 days or more before the election, but that elections from the nominations from the floor with no prior notice at the annual meeting are proper.
Sounds right to me.
Well, it could be problematic.
Sure.
I mean, if we have a small turnout like this, and somebody says to his neighbors, come on, I'm going to run and take over the board, and they show up with five people, and nobody knew it.
I'll tell you that. It's
happened. And then we all collectively vote for him.
Yeah. See, they're leaving the
room. You don't want resignations to go home.
So, So my thought is that we put together a bylaw amendment and run it by the membership and see if we can have nominations a welcome
in advance.
Ten days in advance, the same amount as we release.
I think that's a good idea.
The only thing about that is that it does add an element of drama. And it is an incentive to show up.
At least one day of the year.
At least once during the term. But your point well taken.
Well taken, but it's wrong.
No, I think that if we had such involvement that we had a hurly-burly of election, it would be wonderful. But I agree procedurally, it kind of doesn't make sense. We could informally invite others who are interested to notify us. Whether, Sam, you're the most familiar with the bylaws, do they mandate the current process?
Yes, they do. Uh-huh. The bylaws could be amended. We could amend the bylaws saying that any nominations other than the slate have to be submitted to the secretary X days before the election for a proper notice to be given.
Well, along with the slate.
Yeah.
We can't do it for this election.
No.
So it's worth considering also consulting
a lawyer.
The attorney.
Which one?
Yeah. There's two of you up there.
I like the guy who made the suggestion.
The first
I second the motion. Okay, anybody have any reaction, discussion of that suggestion?
Sure. Drain the swamp.
I like it. I
move
suggestion.
We start 2017 again.
No.
No.
How many people typically show up for an election meeting?
More than this.
Well, this is particularly
only those present can vote.
Sorry?
Only those present.
Yes.
Or I think
yes.
Proxies. No proxies.
No proxies.
Also, I'd like to suggest, since most of us are on Next Door Stinson, that we post something on Next Door Stinson about it, so the community in general will know. Many of the new people in the community don't even know we exist.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mr. Next Door Stinson.
I will do it.
One question. What is the purpose of this organization?
The top of the agenda.
Well,
spells
I'm just kidding, from you, I'm just curious.
We were created in the 70s by by the action of the Board of Supervisors, who also adopted a community plan that gave us certain responsibilities and functions. We're charged to preserve the character of the community. We're given standing to comment on development applications, so we're a reporting body, if you would. I view it, as reflected by the agenda, as kind of a clearinghouse for information.
Okay.
It's an invitation for people to come and be heard and discuss issues with their neighbors. But if you look at all the reporting folks there in Roman numeral 7, you want to find out what's going on at the medical center, you can find it out here. And if not at the meeting, by review of the minutes, which we circulate to Lisa, what's the number of folks on the email list now, do you think?
Couple hundred, probably like 200.
And I've spoken to people who say they read that. One person said, boy, there's a lot going on. So,
okay, this is helpful. It's a place where people can come and ask questions about.
Or if you want something done, you have a problem, you have a place to bring it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
And we can refer you to.
To the extent that there is any person or organization that is sort of speaks for the village, it would be this organization. We're recognized as that.
In the 5-6 years I've been on the board, we've done such things. We were actively involved in representing and protecting the village's interests as the revised local coastal program has been developed at the county level and in cooperation with, why did the word collusion come to my, cooperation
sure.
with the Coastal Commission. And we did some important things there.
Okay.
We participated in the sea level rise study and the dissemination of information. Some of the things pending in regard to the local coastal program potentially affect close to 300 homeowners in the Cayes, and at base the value of their property, but specifically development restrictions as sea level rise occurs in the next century. We had organized a community meeting to discuss that and brought people from the county in. We're in regular contact with Brian Crawford, the head of the community development that is planning. So we're doing stuff.
Okay.
I'm not trying to sell us, I'm trying to answer, but I'd like to sell us. Where is everybody?
Well,
the community
plan, the first community plan that was back in 1973, established the Village Association to be a forum whereby county agencies like the Development Agency or the Sheriff's Department or the Park Service, state and federal, could come and present their plans to the community, and the Village Association would serve as a forum for them to come and present their ideas to the community for feedback.
Cool, but this is good. And can individuals in the community come and present an idea to the village?
Absolutely.
Sure. Oh, yes.
Ideas, complaints, concerns.
Okay. Thank you.
Steve. You know, I've read the community plan. It's a really good plan, and yet many of the stipulations or recommendations or desires are still debated. You know, the traffic was a problem then, and certain solutions that do seem reasonable, like an entrance into the park through, I forget what their street is called, but the Park Street was, you know, recommended then. And yet, so it seems like there's a little bit of power. It's a good place to talk about things, but it's not, seems like a lot accomplished because of a power imbalance. You know, the county may take your letter, but do they actually, take it into account?
This the community plan is primarily goals. The community defined goals.
Okay.
And those goals are recognized by the county. And this is a county planning document because it was adopted by the Board of Supervisors, but it's advisory, only because the county ultimately has the power. So the southern entrance to the park was on the community plan, and then it was amended back in the 90s to take it off.
I have not seen that part.
Well, that's in part two.
Part two. Okay.
This was the revised community plan, the one that was updated in 83.
Okay.
And it hasn't been updated since. We've gone to the county with a trial balloon about updating our community plan, and they're not interested. They want to redo the countywide plan first. Then they'll talk to us about updating our community plan.
Okay.
It's part of the reason we're getting some money together and saving it, because our share in that would be substantial. A planner would be a minimum $25,000, and who knows what the county would pay. This goes back, Sam and I met with Jack Leibster 5 years ago and said, what about the plan had been reviewed? So, but I will say this, Steve, I think they're really responsive. If we come to them with Stinson Beach business, they listen. I mean, they're a bureaucracy, so you can't move them fast, but they do respond. Okay, we get remarkable participation by the GGNRA and others as well.
I think when they all showed up at Half Moon Bay and testified, Kinsey said they'd never seen anything like it. This was before the Coastal Commission. And we seemed to make some progress, then they seemed to step back on it, and then Kinsey came in again to try to make them obey their own agreements.
That was a very big day, and we did well.
Well, I think Pam has a good point. There's actions, specific actions, that can enhance the power effect of this organization that have to be thought through and brought up maybe as action plans. If we really want these goals or some goals to be achieved, then you need to have specific action plans, steps that can be taken, reaching out, letters, of course, but multiple letters from various individuals. There's a lot of lobbying that can go on behind the scenes, but if it's just one letter from the Stinson Beach Village Association, I don't think it has too much of a powerful effect.
Actually, it does, because the county has appointed us really to be the conduit for communication from the community to the county. So if they get a letter from us, it's from all of us.
All right. Well, that's good to know, because certain things have been brought up at every meeting I've been coming to, and that's not very many. You know, the traffic situation, I think that's been brought up for 40 years, and yet...
Yes, it has.
I'm quite aware of that. So there's certain, you know, fallback positions, and then county said, well, we'll send a sheriff out there, and then they sit around talking to each other. I'm not going to go on, but I just think there's things we can do to enhance our power.
Well, you know, in this plan in 1970, there was a suggestion. One of the goals was to have a sign, an electronic sign on Highway 101. One, say beach parking full. Well, guess what? Last year, right at Manzanito, you know, where the Manzanito turnoff is, with all the people coming south on 101 get off to come to Stinson, there was an electronic sign that said beach parking full. I couldn't believe it.
It's not there anymore.
Now it says parking lot flooded.
But let me say, Steve, we sent a letter in support of the water district and its new well, which was being challenged, and Ed Schmidt and others said it was very useful. It was good that the zoning or the administrator had that. I will say that in my tenure, for what it's been, the Village Association has gone from being absolutely unknown to at least known as our, and part of it is the electronic media, the emailing of our agenda, etc. A notable thing that I think is important is that Seadrift Association didn't talk to the Village Association 6 years ago, and really through, I would say, constructive outreach, there's really open lines of communication attributable to a few mindful people and Seadrift folks on the board. And that's...
we shall go.
We got invited to their Christmas party.
That's
important.
I was the only one there. I just want to say.
I was going to party down.
I was supposed to go.
Well, your party energy wouldn't have been strained too much. Not that I'm being insulting them. It was a wonderful party.
Imagine communication with Seadrift and North Korea, South Korea in the same year.
That would be our South Korea, right. Our Korean outreach subcommittee. Right? We want to be a sister village.
Thank you so much.
Oh, sure. Thanks for letting us talk about it.
Yeah, what comes up from listening to you all is that it could be nice to have a youth component here where...
I'm sorry, a what?
A youth component, mm-hmm. Young people who...
That's Peter. You want young
I'm
folks
youth.
Other than us?
No gray hair.
Other than me. I think that's a really wonderful point.
Yeah, so you're identifying
when
even...
44 became
well,
the village
the
baby, that's
the
problem.
You didn't let me finish.
Yeah.
The idea being they would act as... as a vehicle to bring to the community, door to door, if need be, ideas that are really pressing and important that have come up at this wonderful association. I mean, it's just an idea bubbled up, so I'm just throwing it out there. I know when we did the towers, Pamela and I were involved with getting rid of the tower on top of the grocery store. We had a group that went around door to door. We had T-shirts. We got, and it, you know, it all was in here and out there, but it was all one thing of connection. So that's just an idea. You know, if something comes up that's really pressing, it would be great to do that. What?
When I was on the Drug and Alcohol Board for Marin County,
yeah,
I sponsored having students from all the private and public high schools come because they have a component of service.
Right.
And the school districts and Branson and the rest of them, Marin Catholic, said, this is great. We want them involved in government.
Yeah.
We want them to learn how the process works.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great idea to do it here. I don't know how many teenagers we have in the village, though.
That's the broader problem. The
this is,
four.
You know.
Four?
Four.
Maybe five at the most.
Your kid being one. Yeah.
Basically.
So I think it would be
and her friends.
And her friends. I think it would be a great idea because as one of my former principal friends used to say, they're voting on our Social Security, folks, in just a few years. Let's teach them what this process is all about. And Rodani will really like it. He's trying to get more and more youth involved in all kinds of matters, like social host. And I want to talk a little bit about that for the good of the order.
Send us your youth. Nobody even trick-or-treats anymore that I've had. I mean, really.
Stephen, do you have any involvement with the Bolinas Stinson Beach Youth Group?
A little bit. I know the leaders of it.
I do. I'm the
leader. I'd say there's actually more than five. There's probably about 13 or 14 in that age between 11 and 22.
Is there anyone in that group that we could approach to perhaps come and be on our list to give reports about?
I've
lectured once to them last year. Yeah.
They aren't meeting right now, I don't think, but probably soon they'll start up on Monday. Mm-hmm. They used to meet downstairs.
Right.
Yeah.
Aren't they still?
I don't think they are anymore. It was,
let's consider this the good of the order. Any other good of the order matters. What did you want to talk about, Pamela?
The other good of the order matter, I don't know if you followed it in the Marin IJ, but it's the social host ordinance. Does anybody know about that? No. Back in 2005, a group of us, I was on the Marin Alcohol and Drug Board at the time, went from city council to city council and all of the board of supervisors to advocate that parents be held responsible if their kids had a drunken party and kids got injured. And initially there was some pushback, and then as kids died, we had two brothers actually that died secondary to alcohol poisoning and being very stupid with a car. We had the Muir Beach thing with 200 kids showing up and getting drunk, and the emergency vehicles couldn't even get in there to rescue the kids that were suffering from alcohol poisoning. So suddenly it was brought to the fore, and then all the pushback stopped. And we brought kids to every single one of the villages and towns and cities, and they said, we need help. We cannot control some of these parents that won't take responsibility. And so it passed. And we have graduated, depending on the village, graduated penalties for the first offense, second offense, third offense. And basically, it is to both educate the kids and their parents and to have a fine. And of course, CPS is kind of looking over everybody's shoulder in this. And the amount of, we have stopped completely underage drinking, but we have stopped the underage parties. Now, back in the day, I was advocating, and I was the only one, I couldn't get traction. I wanted marijuana on there because the THC levels were so much more challenging and dangerous than they had been back in the day, and the data was coming in even back then. I couldn't get any traction for that at all. Now there's traction. And the youth groups have gone before the Board of Supes and asked and got permission in the unincorporated areas, which is us, to have marijuana abuse by underage kids be on the social host ordinance. And so now the cops can charge the parents for that as well, because you get, what do they say, buzzed driving is drunk driving, you know. So it's got full support from law enforcement. Not every issue we're dealing with marijuana is, but this one does.
Well, they've simply moved on to pharmaceuticals because that's apparently the new party thing. Everyone brings their parents, you know.
Well, they've
prescription
been doing that for
drugs
years.
And pour
them
in a bowl and
then
research them.
Is there a social host ordinance at the county level that covers us?
That's what I said, yes.
Okay,
I think that passed, and this latest one just got passed, including marijuana and other substances, but marijuana being, of course, the most difficult. The challenge with marijuana is they've got the breathing test and all that for alcohol. There really is no test for THC. And if it does show up, people, they can't tell if they were just in a room with some of it, you know, how long ago they smoked it, what their intoxication levels are. They're using facial stuff and eye stuff and others. And it's any defense attorney, of course, can argue some of these. So it's but right now it does cover out here. And I'm going to be putting stuff in Next Door Stinson over this next week, saying here are the current rules and regs. Parents will be held responsible even if they're not at home.
Well, that's good to know. I'm not sure. Is there anything we can do to originate? It doesn't sound like it. It might. There might be something we can do to publish and support. I would be interested in the first, personally speaking, the issue, which is connecting with the youth and then being guided by that. So
I think,
yeah,
you know,
I'll get you all the information.
Yeah. Well, the service component for youth, it ties in very much to the drug addiction problem. If kids are motivated to do something, to be helpful, that I think cuts down on a lot of these problems.
Right, when the kids, when their friends start dying on the alcohol stuff, they really do
so
get
there's
mobilized.
A tie-in here.
Exactly, yeah. So I'll be happy to talk, well, Steve and I'll be talking, but I've already got a relationship with all the high schools. I'll be glad to have them sign off saying yes, if they participate in this, they can get service credits.
Oh.
And the better thing might be, or at least a parallel thing, is get the kids in contact with us and they can go back into their schools.
Right. Well, there has to be the mechanism set up within the schools to okay that we would be on the list of somebody.
And we'll do a control group. Or... Don't you just turn on the music and then see if they go, hey, wow. I'm a little old. Okay, let's get back to the agenda.
I'm sorry.
Old business, new business. We don't have anything on the agenda for new business, so let's go to community reports. Art Contemporary Marin, I don't think so. GGNRA, do we have any communication from Mia?
She didn't send anything this month.
I'm sure it's the holidays and the new year.
I have a question about the park. How come it smells more like sewage now every time I walk through it than it did before they put in these new,
Where do you smell it?
Generally, as I go in, it might be the creek, you know, because there hasn't been.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, as I walk in through the driver, car entrance, and then walk up out to the north end through that bathroom there, and then it's definitely through the main bathroom as I come back up through the new steps.
That's a long way from the new leach field.
I know. I just wonder if it's not working or something.
Well, let's ask Mia if and when we get her here. She's pretty good at getting here.
I'll send her an email separately.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Real quick, so the PG&E.
Good.
Is that part of new business, or I didn't see the agenda?
Why don't we talk about it? Those who are here will recall that we discussed both PG&E's review of existing polls and potential replacement of polls that need replacement, and went beyond to a discussion of undergrounding and the cost. We formed a subcommittee which is communicated by ESP, and but John has a report.
Well, I wouldn't call it a report. So I spoke to PG&E again right before Christmas, and they are ready to send somebody out here along with a county representative to start the discussion.
Will they come to the meeting?
Yeah.
Let's do it next month if we can, and the off chance there's a turnout.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
So will you send an email and let us know? We'll get word out to everybody. That's a next door thing, too, I think.
So the next, what's the date of the next meeting?
First Saturday.
The first Saturday of February.
The 3rd of February.
And before the meeting, it might be nice through our local mediums to encourage people to look at their wires and look at the relationship to the trees and take a picture and bring it to the meeting. That way I have already several pictures I've taken of things that need to be done that are not being done, that are dangerous. Would that be an idea, you know, to have people already activated a little bit to, I mean, just start noticing. I mean, if you start noticing, it's pretty horrendous what's here.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you, John. Bolinas Lagoon Advisory Committee. Anyone know if they've been up to anything? Bolinas Stinson Union School District.
No report.
You skipped libraries, but never mind.
I did?
Bolinas Stinson.
Oh, my God. That's because, are there friends here?
Yes.
Okay. What's the libraries? Anything?
I don't think so.
Somebody took all the whales down, art, and there's no new art up.
Yeah, no, somebody's putting it up yesterday.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
It's abstract. It looks more abstract, kind of a. It's interesting.
Well, good. It's an ever-evolving opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that we're friends here. Village Green. No. Seadrift Association. No. It was a very nice party. Community Center?
We had a meeting, and the second annual meeting, which is going to be on Tuesday the 6th at 6 p.m., and it's open for the whole community.
February?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They give dessert, right?
Appetizers.
Appetizers, not dessert.
And often, well,
that's
often
better, that's dinner.
Cookies and things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Cheese and wrappers.
But it's supposed to be like 6 to 8 or something?
Yes.
Is that a...
And it's the opportunity for people in the community to find out what goes on.
It's always a good meeting.
Yeah, it's a fun social thing.
Yeah. Did I interrupt you? Damn. The Disaster Council Fire Protection Volunteer Ambulance Corps?
No report.
Oh. Well, thank you for coming.
Well, just one idea. We could tie in the whole work with the poles and the wires to the work you're doing, you know.
I would suggest to anyone who sees wires they think are dangerous, call PG&E, but also call Kenny, because they certainly will pay attention when either you can find the non-emergency number for the Stinson Beach Volunteer Fire Department. I think PG&E will pay attention when the fire chief calls and says, we're concerned about the wires.
That's great. I was thinking more of encouraging people to notice this, you know, relationship.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Us. Yeah.
What?
Yes, Peter.
One comment sort of related to the PG&E discussion and I guess Disaster Council is I wanted to let the board know that I've been sort of working very gradually, but I'm stepping up the efforts to sort of help maybe create what's called a microgrid here at the Community Center and other institutions. I've spoken to the Community Center Board, I've spoken to the Fire Department, I'm spoken to Commonweal, and so I just wanted to alert people that at some point I might want to seek support from the Village Association. The basic idea is we have a solar system, but it dies when the grid goes down. But if you had a battery to attach to it, you also have a generator there, you could have power. So if there was a major earthquake and the power was out for days, it would mean that our emergency system would have more resilient power. That's what I do for my day job. I'm an international expert on microgrids, so I just wanted to sort of put that out there. And at some point, I've actually, Kenny raised some issues about batteries and being so close to the stream, so there could be some regulatory issues I need to investigate, and at some point may just seek support from the Village Association for the endeavor of investigating and perhaps even endorsing the concept. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And there'll be a story in the Point Reyes Light about it. Turns out the Dance Palace has a microgrid and has been operating for 10 years, and it was actually some help that we did an event here 10 years ago doing so that stimulated the solar in Stinson, Bolinas, and Point Reyes. Point Reyes actually did install a battery, and I just found out yesterday the battery died after 10 years, which was its expected lifespan, and they reinstalled the battery, and apparently it's been working well. So that's one community center that's actually already come in.
So that would become the primary system, or?
It would primarily be a backup system, although it could also offer economic benefits to save money. So you could say when the power is really expensive, let's say it's 5 o'clock in August, and you know all of most of the rest of California has got air conditioners on, and the price goes double, triple. You could switch to the battery and go off the PG&E system and save money. Of course, that's why utilities are a little worried, although some utilities are actually deploying microgrids themselves, and PG&E has one proposed project. They talked about it at Angel Island as well, because actually the Alcatraz is a microgrid. It was connected to the grid, and a ship severed the cable, and so all they had was diesel. But you know, when you have a lot of tourists going out to a island and having a lot of smoke wasn't the ideal scenario, so they added solar and batteries and the diesel, so they all have it combined. So the idea is you rely on the solar as much as possible, then you rely on the battery, and then if all else fails, you rely on the diesel generator. So we have a propane generator here, so if the propane fuel would run out, let's say after 3 days of constant thing, then right now we would have no power at the community center.
Which is a disaster center.
Yes. So that's the idea.
And some of us are looking to do it for our own homes as well. And I'm curious as to how many people in this community already have a little system, independent system going. Maybe nobody.
Right. Well, that was part of the idea is also educate the community, because maybe there could even be kind of a group buy to get a better price if there were enough people interested.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to require education.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
I looked at it years ago. And I know this isn't necessarily the venue. How practical is it if you have solar and are selling it back to PG&E to put a battery in and keep it?
Well, now, because, so what's happened in the last 10 years, because when the solar system was installed here, the battery prices have come down so much. And the technology to integrate the solar with the battery, or even a generator, or could be any kind of power source, has improved so much. And so that's kind of what I do for my day job is, you know, rank the companies doing it, forecast how much of this is happening around the world. And so it's become a pretty big thing. So like the Solar City merged with Tesla, and now they're going to all their solar customers trying to sell them batteries. And so it's become much more economic than it was just 10 years ago.
Well, good. Thank you for that information.
Sure. We're going off on tangents and tangents.
No, I like that tangent.
Okay.
Just me, though.
Yeah.
The Historical Society, any report?
I don't think so. We had the holiday luncheon. It was a big success. I'm not exactly sure how much money it made, but I think there were 125 people or so.
And who was the fabulous caterer for this?
My bride, as it's referred to.
What are the odds?
Yes.
The medical center, any report or information?
Yeah, Beth is sick, so she sent something over this morning. I'll just read through it. So regarding the staff, they've hired Gabriel Clapman, MD, office hours in the PRS and Bolinas. Human resource specialist Malcolm Nidy was also hired. They are pending hiring a controller. There's an offer that's out, and they're waiting to hear back. Regarding recruiting, they are looking for an RN case manager and a registered dental assistant for full-time. The sites and the dates that they're open, the Point Reyes is open Monday through Saturday, Bolinas Monday through Thursday, Stinson Beach is open Friday. It's staffed by Carrie Chase, family nurse practitioner. She's bilingual and a longtime W, whatever that means, woman. Marin resident with Marin resident with 20 years experience, including elderly.
I bet she's a woman.
I went to a small school. Current utilization is at 50% of capacity with about 10 open slots per day. The dental van is traveling to Bolinas for the week of February 12, 2018. She strongly encourages everyone to go on Fridays in order to keep the program and the clinic open. Quality improvement, Petaluma Health Center QI project was launched in December, training's in January 2018. They're contracting with PHC for EMR and workflow redesign with a focus on improving quality outcomes and staff satisfaction. She has something here called Hotspots, behavioral health Medicare probe. Under review by Center for the Medicare and Medicaid Services, Medicare requires extensive documentation for medical need, treatment, planning, and evidence of improvement, long-term therapy discouraged. Petaluma Health Center, QI project.
That's a social worker. They have a social worker and a psychologist. And okay. So the long-term would be that it's all short-term therapy, 6-8 sessions.
I gotcha. Thank you. There's a few more things here. So community CHA contracted with the Bay Area Community Resources to hire a school-based behavioral health counselor for Shoreline Unified School District, grades K through 8, starting on the 8th of January. And they need to introduce Dr. Clapman to the community. Policy ACA, another category. On 12/21, Congress passed a short-term continuing resolution extending government funding through January 19th. One of the few additional provisions included in the bill was short-term funding through 3/31, so March 31st of this year. Specifically for community health centers, $550 million, the National Health Service Corporation, $65 million, and teaching health centers, $15 million, as well as limited funds for the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP. These funds represent the minimum amount necessary to maintain current services long enough for Congress to revisit this issue in January. DACA uncertain, looking to trade border security for DACA support. And then under the last category, miscellaneous. Annual appeal donations are below the previous 4 years. Louis B. Bakken Scholarship Fund is seeking donations to support medical schooling for West Marin students and employees. DentaCal covered services have been expanding in 2018, and open enrollment in Covered California ends the 31st of January. CHA unique patients for 2017 are trending down about 5% from 2016, mirroring the trend in West Marin. That's it.
Thank you, Beth.
That does bring up a related point. The federal government may shut down. I mean, they're debate, but if they do, the county should be on notice that the porta potties that they brought up before when the park shut down were really helpful. Mm-hmm. And more than helpful because, you know, that's something, I don't know, it's automatic because it wasn't previous shutdowns, but it's still a little ahead of the game, but not really with the present Congress.
Thank you all. Stinson Beach Water District, I don't see represented.
That's unusual.
Yeah. But against the holidays, yeah, the... Anyone here had flu? I'm out of here.
No.
The Flood Advisory Board, I haven't seen a flood. Community Church, West Marin Senior Services.
Yes, we are going to have a falls prevention course. It's basically a recognized evidence-based course for people who fear of falling has already limited their activity. So this is, it's more of a, it's very limited. We're, the West Marin Senior Services is kind of selecting people we think would benefit. There's only 15, and that's going to be, it's an 8-week course, 2 hours each, so there's a certain amount of requirements, so we're sort of going through our lists and kind of asking people personally, but that's going to be an important raise. And we're also training some more coaches, because it requires 2 coaches. I'm 1 certified coach, and then hopefully if we have more coaches, we can do something in either Bolinas or Stinson and try to attract more local, Southern Marin seniors. This is primarily for people a little bit older than you youngsters, maybe that have already been impacted by, is worried about they might fall, or, not anyone can benefit, but it's really kind of, focused on maybe 75 on it. I'm not saying that you guys are.
Not there yet.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
Pamela?
Back to the Stinson Beach Church, since Al's not here. We had our annual Christmas pageant. The place was packed. It was very, very moving. Marion and I were again shepherds. And a lot of members of the community were involved. And we will be having many of you on the shoulder for next year.
Wonderful.
We're brought in.
There's an That's article great. On the program about our pastor. You should check
it
out.
Very nice.
Really great article.
I'll tell you that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, thank you. I'm looking at the committees, and I don't know that we have any activity. Lee is not here as to traffic. And I don't
know. Should we address Highway 1 being open?
Oh, yes. Highway 1 is open. And you saw I posted on
today? Or
I posted on next door to find out what the people are experiencing in delays.
Well,
I saw that they're working all the time.
Right. I came back on it yesterday, and there was one where they said there was only going to be a 20-minute delay, but actually it was 30 minutes. The rest of them, at points we were going through a construction site, and I was actually wondering, is this really good? Especially for the tourists coming out that might not realize how dangerous it is. There's mud all over the road. Mm-hmm. They've got those huge construction equipment. Mm-hmm. And one almost hit about 3 of our cars. Mm-hmm. So I think that they opened it maybe a little bit early. I'm not sure if it's going to stay open. But
well, maybe it's a shakedown for the fall, the spring, when traffic may begin so they can get it going.
It's a huge project, all those separate individual projects that they're doing.
Is it worth riding it just to see it?
It's worth riding it just to see. If you don't have to get any place on time.
So how long did it take? An hour?
It took me an hour from Mill Valley. It took me an hour.
So that's extra 30 minutes.
Yeah.
35.
Yeah.
Unless there's an accident on Panorama.
Because I've been curious, but I don't want to go.
No bicycles.
Really?
On Highway 1, yeah.
It's almost worth it.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
<it's laughs>
They've heard about the mud.
Yeah, but the mud's bad. And it's one of those huge.
Well, thank you for reminding us, Pamela. Anything else? We had a good of the order.
Kind of scattered throughout the whole meeting.
Yeah. We're it was done. Very good. Any motions?
I move we adjourn.
All in favor, it passes. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank
you. Go ahead and and communicate with us during the month if something comes up. What is it, stinsonbeachvillage.com?
Dot org.
Dot org.